Proclamation number 8528 of 14th of June, 1963. Explanation and meaning of the work of redemption. When again and again explanations about the work of redemption of Jesus Christ are sent to you, then this happens because few men just measure the deep meaning of it, and that is why it has to be said again and again that earth life is not fulfilled its purpose when man does not take a stand in this towards Jesus Christ and his work of redemption. For on this alone depends his redemption from the great original sin, which he himself can never pay off, and whether he would also always again return to earth. That original sin consisted in the voluntary turning away from me, the rejecting of my love power, in the arrogance of the beings, which also thought themselves powerful without my supply of power. And the sin was so great because the beings were radiant with light, thus they stood in brightest realization. They consciously rebelled against me, whom they did not see but nevertheless recognized as their God and Creator, and they followed the being which they could see, which had emerged from me first and was also the first to fall away from me and rejected me and my love. The being's entire apostasy was an offense against me which was so severe that they would never have been able to make atonement for this guilt and would never have done so of their own accord. Rather, they turned hostile towards me and constantly distanced themselves further from me. They rejected my strength of love, which now could no longer work either because it met with resistance. And thus these beings lost their life because the life force, the love, no longer flowed through them. They hardened within themselves. The strength once emanated as a being was lifeless, it no longer operated, and everything was dead that was once created as a living being. That this power once emanated by me is now reshaped into creation has been explained to you again and again, and also the course of the fallen beings through this creation up to man. Now the being is again self-aware and has already reached a certain degree of maturity. But it is still burdened with the great original sin for which it can never make atonement itself, neither in earthly life nor in the kingdom of the beyond. But one day it shall return again, and this can only happen through the redemption of the original sin, which was accomplished through a sacrifice of an incomparable kind by a human being who offered himself to me as a sacrifice of atonement, who laid down his life in dreadful agony out of love for his fellow human beings whose state of wretchedness he recognized, and who wanted to help them to find their way back to me and to be able to enter the kingdom of light and bliss again. The great sin of apostasy from me could only be redeemed through love. But no human being could muster love any longer since the being had rejected every illumination of love. Only a being could make this atonement which itself was permeated by love, which was intimately united with me as the eternal love. But a human being, due to his former departure from the eternal order, was no longer capable of love to the extent that he could have made such a sacrifice of devotion. And so a being of light offered himself. An original spirit, which faithfully remained with me during that apostasy of spirits and was therefore still full of love, offered to make this sacrifice to me. For I could only accept such a sacrifice of love as atonement, because the original sin consisted in the rejection of love from me. And that soul of light, which embodied itself in the man Jesus, made a unique sacrifice. Jesus laid down his life on the cross in order to give mankind, those once fallen beings, the bliss, the life, again. He died on the cross and suffered unspeakably for all mankind. And I was satisfied with this sacrifice which love brought. For love is my fundamental nature, and thus I myself was in the man Jesus, I myself atoned for the great guilt. And you humans must also acknowledge this sacrifice of Jesus in earthly life. Through this acknowledgement you must also acknowledge me myself and, as it were, confess that you have sinned against me by now feeling like my creatures again, by giving me your love again, by acknowledging me myself in Jesus and asking me for forgiveness of your great guilt. You must consciously want to become free from your guilt and go to the one who has made atonement for you. You cannot pass by Jesus Christ, otherwise you will not be eternally free of your guilt. Consider that everything you see around you, the whole universe with all creations, only came into being as a result of your former fall into sin. Consider what effect this apostasy from me had, and that no one has come to earth who took your great guilt upon himself and thus went the path to the cross, so that the work of return from the abyss to the height could also be completed with the final success, so that the being is allowed to step before the Father's face again pure and blameless. And then you will also recognize the great significance of Jesus' work of redemption and know that this is your actual purpose of earthly life, to come into contact with Him, the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, and to be guided by Him onto the right path which leads home into the Father's house. Consider that you can in no way redeem the original sin yourselves, that you have to accept the help of Him who alone was full of love and did not defend a divine love Himself. My everlasting illumination, who shaped Himself into the receptacle of my love and prepared a dwelling for me so that I could take full and complete possession of Him. Consider that the eternal love itself has redeemed the guilt of sin for you, and accept this work of mercy if you want to become blessed and return to the Father again, from whom you once came forth as supremely perfect. And do not pass by Jesus Christ, for without Him you cannot be saved. Amen.